Call Back the Past.
$16 million shares had changed hands in a day which saw the ticker tapes running hours behind, in a day which left the mighty National Shrine a bedlam of horror. Its vast floor strewn with 10 inches of paper, its machinery buckling under the strain, its operators exhausted in the growing pandemonium, and its customers, for the most part, cleaned out.
Ed Murrow, about the day the Wall Street stock market crashed on October 29th, 1929. By 1929, flying was already commonplace, but it was not yet established which was to be the commercial air transport of the future, aeroplane or airship. From Friedrichshafen, the giant Zeppelin made its second successful Atlantic crossing to Lakehurst, New Jersey, while Britain's majestic R-100 was also making impressive flights. One of the men who flew in the R-100 was the author Neville Shute, then an aeronautical engineer. Later, in his book Slide Rule, he was to write...
In the airship, everything was peaceful and secure. Coming up to the aerodrome, we slowed to a mere crawl, running on one engine at about 10 miles an hour, with two other engines ticking over slow astern, ready to check her way if anything loomed up ahead of us. In the control car, there was time for a little conference between the officers over each movement of the controls. I don't think it was ever necessary to make a quick decision in the way that the pilot of an aeroplane has to. There was always time to talk the matter over, if it seemed desirable, and decide what action should be taken next. It is impossible to describe what a sense of security this freedom from quick decisions gave to one who was accustomed to fly aeroplanes. Rightly or wrongly, I felt as safe through all the flights that R-100 made as on a large ship.
Other authors who achieved success in 1929, Ernest Hemingway with A Farewell to Arms, Thomas Wolfe, Look Homeward, Angel, Lloyd Douglas's The Magnificent Obsession, Grand Hotel by Vicky Boehm, J.B. Priestley's The Good Companions, and Erich Maria Remarque's All Quiet on the Western Front. And the music sensation of 1929, billed as the Red Hot Mama, Sophie Tucker.
He's not good looking, not handsome or tall. I couldn't tell you how he made me fall. There's nothing to him, but still and all, he's a good man to have around. He's not a stepper, can't even walk. In conversation, he stammers and halts. Poor little sweet man, with all his faults, he's a good man.
Two volcanic disturbances in 1929, the eruption of Vesuvius and the emergence of the volcanic island Krakatoa in the Pacific. In America, Chicago gangsterism at its worst with the St. Valentine's Day massacre when 6 gangsters were machine gunned down in public by a rival mob. Pope Pius XI became the first pope to leave the Vatican, and Leo Trotsky was expelled from Russia. In England, the Duke of York, later to become King George V, was concerned about the welfare of the young in his country and was inaugurating youth camps.
A few years ago, as a result of a meeting between some working boys from South Wales and one of the public schools, I expressed a desire to bring about similar meetings on a larger scale. And the camp at New Romney was the outcome of that wish. 200 boys between the ages of 17 and 19 are drawn from shops, mines and mills in every part of the country. Also, 200 from the public schools. Under the leadership of a number of carefully chosen men, they meet together for 1 week in happy comradeship.
Plays of 1929 included a contribution from George Bernard Shaw with The Apple Cart, Elmer Rice with Street Scene, and the hit play Journey's End by R.C. Sheriff. Also with a hit on his hands was Noel Coward with his Bittersweet.
Fly to me beneath the summer moon, Zigeuner, Zigeuner. of life is just to listen to the songs that you sing. My spirit like a bird on the wing. Your melodies are soaring, soaring. Call to me with some barbaric tune. Zigeuner, zigeuner, zigeuner. Now you hold me in your power. Play to me for just an hour. Zigeuner. Did my weeping cease, melody that brings merciful release, promises of peace through the gentle throbbing of the strings. Music of the plain, music of the wild, hear me not in vain, soothe the heart in pain. Come to me again and let me to my happiness be reconciled. Play to me beneath the summer moon. Zigeuner, zigeuner, zigeuner. All I ask of life is just to listen to the songs that you sing. My spirit like a bird on the wing. Your melodies adoring.
The invention of 16mm color film did nothing for the commercial movie industry, which was still making the transition from the silence to the talkies. Among them, Bulldog Drummond with Ronald Coleman, John Bowles and Bebby Daniels in Rio Rita, Maurice Chevalier and Jeanette MacDonald in Innocence of Paris, and George Arliss as Disraeli.
Mr. Disraeli! It is known that the lack of patriotism of one man has placed our country in the position of a person who is trying to pass a fortune in check, expose the nations to the ridicule of the world, lost the canal, baffled England, beaten its great star, dragged them to the mud. What becomes of the bank? You can't touch the bank. I'll smash the bank.
1929 seemed to be a fertile year for musicals, producing Hot Chocolates, 50 Million Frenchmen, Sweet Adeline, and Helen Morgan in Great Day.
More than you know, more than you know, man, my heart, I love you so. Lately I find that I
trouble erupted in Palestine when Arabs attacked Jews after a dispute at Jerusalem's Wailing Wall. Herbert Hoover was installed as the 31st President of America, which country also made a major contribution to the toy industry with the marketing of the yo-yo. And bouncing around like these toys were the irrepressible Marx Brothers.
In radios of the 15th.
I see.
Now, you said a lot of things here that I didn't think were important, so I just omitted them.
Yours, that's the reason why, Jamison. You've left out the body of the letter. All right, send it that way and tell the body will follow.
Do you want the body in bracket?
No, it'll never get there in bracket. Put it in a box. Put it in a box and mark it, for Gilly.
Mark it what?
Mark it for Gilly. F-R-A-G. Look it up, Jamison. It's in the dictionary. Look under fragile. Look under the table if you don't find it there.
Quotes on quotes and quotes.
That's three quotes?
Yes, sir.
Add another quote and make it a gallon. How much is it, a gallon, Jamison?
Regard.
That's a fine letter, Jamison. That's an epic. That's dandy. Now, I want you to make two carbon copies of that letter and throw the original away. And when you get through with that, throw the carbon copies away. Just send a stamp, airmail. That's all. You may go, Jamison.
Scientific advances of 1929 included the discovery of vitamin K by Danish scientist Hendrik Dam, the first car with a synchromesh gearbox, the production for the first time of foam rubber, the magnetic wire tape recorder, and successful TV experiments by the BBC. Darling of 1929 was the glamorous Gloria Swanson.
Love, your magic spell is everywhere. Love, I knew you well and found you fair. Here, you missed me and I lost a thing. Now I ask, is it too late?
Britain, the first Labour government under Ramsay MacDonald also produced the first woman cabinet minister in Margaret Bonfield. The election was closely contested, with the Conservatives losing by only 26 seats. The Liberal Party was an also-ran and was headed by David Lloyd George, who made this campaign speech detailing the previous government's failures.
During the 5 years of the lifetime of the present government, the staple trades of this country have suffered from a depression which is unparalleled in extent and duration. The unemployment figures have been on an average well over a million. The government have not only failed to help the nation out of its grave plight, but their measures have actually aggravated it. The foolish debt settlement with America, the precipitate and unwise handling of the gold standard, which hit our export trade so hard and was directly responsible for the disastrous coal stoppage of 1926. The failure to reduce unproductive expenditure, the confiscation of funds intended for national development.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.